Good morning, WTAW News Time is 7:06, and it's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. Starting Monday off with some positive news, a spokesman says former President George H.W. Bush's health condition continues to improve and that he was moved out of intensive care Saturday and into a regular hospital room. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the Bushes thank everyone for their prayers and good wishes. It was a busy weekend for the College Station Police Department. Saturday night, gunshots reported near the corner of Poplar and Eisenhower led them to a house that had been struck by several rounds. Reportedly, five men armed with a gun and a baseball bat had approached the home and tried to get three individuals to come into the street and then shot at those residents as they went back inside. No one was injured, and the culprits escaped in a black or dark blue lowrider pickup. For suspect descriptions, visit our website at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, early yesterday morning, 39-year-old Shelby Goodman was arrested for his third DWI, as well as for having a felony quantity of marijuana at 1.8 pounds. He was stopped near the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Luther Street. A Bryan man was killed around 2 on Friday afternoon when his truck was struck by a southbound train. Trooper Jimmy Morgan with the State Highway Patrol says 44-year-old Reginald Thomas was on Spur 231 near Old Hearn Road, which is near the Robertson and Brazos County line north of Bryan.
For what we know, the train was sounding the horn. Everything else was working on the train. We're still interviewing some possible witnesses that may lead to why the truck entered onto the tracks. So that part's still under investigation.
Reports indicate that Thomas was not wearing a seatbelt, and Morgan says the truck might have had a gasoline problem. It was a frustrating start to the weekend for some residents in North Bryan, as several residents found that their car windows had been smashed. Officer Kelly McKeithen says nothing was stolen, but paint was poured onto the vehicles as well as on a house.
It's hard to tell when those actually occurred, but I want to say starting around 1 o'clock in the morning was when we started getting calls, and then officers started driving the streets in that area and were locating other victims of that criminal mischief and were contacting the owners.
She says because the crimes took place so close to each other and in a short time frame, police are considering the crimes as possibly related. Of course, tonight is New Year's Eve, which means it's time to break out the banjos and celebrate. But local law enforcement wants to make sure you celebrate safely, especially if you plan to drink. Here's Kat McMullen with more.
College Station's Officer Dennis Bain says if you're going to a party, you should always have a designated driver.
There's always someone that doesn't drink, so have them drive for you. If you're throwing the party, don't let the guests mix their drinks. You know, the more drinks they have, the more alcohol goes in there. And don't push the drinks on people. If they don't want to drink, don't make them drink. They can have a good time without consuming alcohol.
Bain says to be wary of salty snacks, as these make folks thirsty and likely to drink more. And don't leave your drink unattended, especially if you're celebrating in bars or clubs. Furthermore, additional law enforcement will be on the streets.
We're utilizing our STEP program, which is a selective traffic enforcement program that allows us to put extra officers on the street this holiday season to enforce those DWI offenses.
Bryan Officer Kelly McKeithen also reminds listeners not to fire handguns.
It's a Class B misdemeanor. It carries up to about $2,000 fine. Because if you just think about it, what goes up must come down. So you're shooting into the air. You have no idea where that bullet is going to come down at. And we've had that happen on several occasions where it has come down into someone's residence.
McKeithen says drivers who refuse to give a breath or blood sample will receive a court order. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Christmas might be over, but it's that time of year again to let your expired tree bring new life to city parks.
Well, Christmas tree recycling.
Oh, yeah. When
people,
does that start?
Encourage them to leave their trees at their curb on their scheduled brush collection day by 8 a.m. on that day. Make sure you remove all the ornaments and accessories, and we'll pick those up for you and make mulch and compost.
College Station's Colin Killian says the mulch and compost will be used to enhance the parks. Meanwhile, City of Bryan Public Works will also be collecting new Christmas trees through the normal brush and bulk service. WTAW News Time is 7:11 and it's 48 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Zornerman Flooring. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornerman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornerman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zornerman Flooring today.
If you're planning on making a resolution to get in shape, then check out AeroFit. AeroFit Health and Fitness Centers have been voted best in the Brazos now for 10 years running. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you so much more than anyone else in town. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and even an indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has four locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get two complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're going to feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses or samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds that will be rolling in throughout the day. They could be followed by some showers. Highs today 60 to 65. Showers tonight, there's the chance of a thunderstorm. Lows overnight 50 to 55. Showers will taper off tomorrow morning. We'll see some clearing in the afternoon. Highs near 60. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low around 40. During the day of Wednesday, it'll be partly sunny and cool with a high of only 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports coming up at 7:50 this morning. One of the A&M players has declared for the NFL draft. The Redskins are the NFC East champions. The Houston Texans get a wild card berth, and we've got some updated information from the NBA as well.
Oh, wild card berth instead of hosting all the way through to a Super Bowl slot.
That's what happens when you go over pretty much December.
Mm-hmm. Again, yeah. For anybody who's a fan out there just going, really?
I really got interested. Yeah. I mean, I'm always a Dallas fan. I watch Houston. I really started to follow them, and then they just, it was like, what happened?
Yeah. They just, again, I just turned it on. Oh, they're behind. Turned it off. Turned it back on. Oh, they're farther behind. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Once again, standing on the sidelines, a bunch of people just watching their season go away. And that's fine. Okay. So, this is the, world's biggest party night. New Year's Eve tonight. Meaning if you don't have plans already, no, you're not a loser, believe me. There are a lot of people who just don't.
I thought you were about to invite everybody to your place.
Yeah, no. Just, yeah. Well, no, we sit around and wait for the fireworks to go off and see which dogs it'll scare this week.
You live such a riveting life.
Yeah, I know. That's really true. But again, yeah, okay. Are you going to do that? Are you going to go wandering out to bar after bar or whatever?
Not
or
just
you gonna
one.
Sit, yeah, okay. Or are you going to just sit at home and have Carson Daly on mute?
Now, will this be the first one without Dick Clark?
Yes, it will.
I was going to say, he had passed, I think, just after this last
yes,
year.
Yes, this
but
will.
Was he even on last year? I thought he was pre-recorded or something.
He was, yeah, he was. Yeah. It's so let me see. Who's going to be there? Okay, a million people expected to gather in Times Square.
Train is one of the acts.
Train. Is that, are they bringing a bunch of air conditioners in or what? I don't know.
It's a band.
Yeah, of course. Taylor Swift, Carly Rae Jepsen, Neon Trees, and Psy. In Los Angeles, Fergie welcomes Brandy Flo Rida. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. Carmen, One Republic. I like them, but I'm not going to stay up and watch them. And Pitbull. Okay, so there you are. Got that going on. If you want to watch it on your computer, you can. TimesSquareBall.net, I think, is going to have that. The tradition began 103 years ago. Apparently, Dick Clark's name is on one of the little crystal things that will be on the ball.
They're actually made in Waterford.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. So if you're sitting at home, that's your tradition. Let's look around the world and see what kind of unusual New Year's traditions they have in other countries. Mexican women don panties in one of two colors to signify their hopes for the coming year. Red panties for love and yellow panties for money. Why don't they just wear, you know, red and yellow panties? Wait, it's a one or the other deal? Okay. Japanese employers throw an official party, a forget-the-year party, where bosses let workers relax and cut loose. In other words, they drink a lot. Huh. So that's in Japan.
At work, or they just give them the day off?
Well, I don't know. It seems that it would be an office party.
Sake so, for everyone.
Something like that, or whatever your drink of choice is. Citizens of Rio de Janeiro throw flowers into the ocean at midnight. Filipino women wear polka dots because the round shapes signify coins and wealth.
Would that be panties or just
polka? No, I think just polka. It could, you know, maybe just go the whole polka dot route. And Ecuadorians burn photos and scarecrows to destroy bad memories from the past year.
Does that include photos of your ex?
Well, it could be that, too, if that happens to be what it is. And in Denmark, friends smash dishes on each other's doorsteps.
Hey! In Texas, that's called vandalism.
I know. Those with the most broken plates are said to be the most popular. Now, how do they convince people to do that? How do they convince people, yeah, that's it. You're popular because there's a pile of broken dishes on your
holiday brought to you by Corningware.
Man, that's no kidding. That's the other thing. Or do you go out today and you buy a bunch of cheaper dishes, so that you can throw those down? And, you know, you hate those people who have that Melmac. Isn't that what that stuff's called? That old plastic
boing.
Junk that won't, yeah, it just bounces around. So there you go. I mean, that's apparently what they do. And
that sounds like a manufactured holiday by a manufacturer.
Without a doubt. And, again, if you're sitting at home, just think you could be in other places, and, you know, that wouldn't be the case.
Now, it would be more fun if they threw the panties.
Yeah, true. That. Now, in Las Vegas, 314,000 people will be there for festivities. I don't know how they come up with 314,000. Sure, it's not 313,974 people, but nonetheless.
It might be.
Yep. Nation's second largest New Year's Eve party in Las Vegas. Of course, the idea of a party is pretty much every day.
Right.
So what they do differently is they blast fireworks from the rooftops of eight different properties there on the Strip, anywhere from the Stratosphere on the north end to the Tropicana on the south end.
I'm surprised they do that, because that gets you out of the casino for 5 minutes.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to be doing that. Well, maybe they wheel the tables out onto the street. Yeah, probably not. Now, other things that get dry. Now, and this, let me see. They're, the dimensions of the Times Square ball. Here we go. 12 feet in diameter, 32,000 bulbs, weighs 6 tons, and it'll be watched by 1 billion people worldwide on TV. Okay, fine. Now, but there are other things that are being dropped. For instance, who could forget the annual peach drop in underground Atlanta? Okay.
The peach drop?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been years, but I've been to underground Atlanta.
What about the possum? We got to talk about the possum
drop.
Yeah.
Underground Atlanta is like 2 stories. How big a drop could that be? You know, just... and
about 20 feet.
Yep. There's the giant ruby slipper that's dropped at the Bourbon Street Pub in Key West, Florida. And then there's the 8-foot fleur-de-lis that drops from the illuminated perch that it shares with Baby New Year, set 5 stories atop the Jack's Brewery in New Orleans. And yes, as forementioned, the annual possum drop in Brasstown, North Carolina, but it has been canceled after PETA sued. Well, we called them, if you'll recall, and, you know, we asked if they were going to try to take it to court, and I forget what the fellow's name was, but we've talked to him a couple of times. Anyway, he said they were working on it, but it apparently did not happen. Citizens are prohibited from capturing and using wild animals or pets for amusement. But in Tallapoosa, Georgia, they will have one. It's not alive, okay? They apparently just...
stuffed possum?
Apparently they have a stuffed possum that they will drop. And then also Snapperhead will be there, and Lexi, which is an Elvis tribute artist.
Who's Snapperhead?
I have no idea.
Oh, I got to look up Snapperhead.
Yeah, in Eastport, Maine, there's a giant 8-foot sardine and a huge maple leaf that'll get dropped. That's perfect. And then an 80-foot guitar drop at the Hard Rock Cafe in Nashville will go on tonight. Mm-hmm. In Raleigh, North Carolina, there's the 900-pound acorn drop. And the 5 foot, 8 inch artificial beaver that dropped from the Rescue Horse Company in Beaverton, Pennsylvania. I hope we're not giving our city fathers any ideas here. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
I was actually just sitting here wondering what Brian or College Station would drop.
Well, there would be a time we could have done an egret drop. That would have been okay back when we were having egret problems. But, you know, they've now gone away.
Yeah.
In Lebanon, Bologna, in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, it's a 100-pound bologna that they're dropping. And a six, and I like this one. If you can't be here, can't be there, a 600-pound electric moon pie will drop in Mobile, Alabama.
Most delicious drop ever.
I think that well, it's electric. It's not the real thing, but man, that would be awesome. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. Remember last week you guys were talking about candy cigarettes?
Yeah.
Busted for them?
Yeah, in Minnesota, right.
Yeah, I was at Cabela's yesterday over in Buda. And they're still selling bubblegum cigars.
Are they?
Yeah.
This is a travesty. This is a travesty. We must stop this. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Wow.
Snapperhead, by the way, is banned.
Oh, good. Okay. At Cabela's, what are they doing selling bubblegum cigars? I get it. Between Cabela's and Bucky's, can you want for anything?
No.
No.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Right now, save up to 70% off absolutely everything at Gap Outlet. Plus, get an extra 40% off clearance styles. And save up to 70% off absolutely everything at Banana Republic Factory Store. And get an extra 40% off clearance. Hurry, sales end New Year's Day. To find a store near you, go to gap.com/outlet or bananarepublic.com/factory store.
If you are looking to replace a copier before the end of the year, there couldn't be a better time. CTWP has a large selection of brand new black and white and color copiers ready for installation. CTWP offers unbeatable discounts for any member of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, and until the end of the year, all leases are 90-day no payment. Don't get caught up in the holidays. Buy local, save your company some money, and let us do all the work. Call us today at 779-2998 or check us out on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, if you're going to have an end-of-year inventory reduction sale, you know, can't go beyond today and call it that, but Amish Furniture for Generations is doing that. They are reducing their inventory for the end of the year, getting ready for new things that will be coming in. And, you know, here's the great deal is the way that you buy furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations is different than it is anyplace else. Quite often, you are going to have a piece of furniture manufactured and then Kent goes and gets it and brings it down, and, you know, it's a customized piece of furniture for your home. But if you want to go in right now and find some something that you can take off the floor today, then Amish Furniture for Generations is wrapping up their inventory sale for 2012, and a great chance for you to pick up some bargains, but it's the same quality as always because the furniture is all solid wood furniture. It is handcrafted by Amish craftsmen, bench-built. And then, like I say, Kent brings it down here. And those are pieces that are kind of customized to the finish that you want, the kind of wood that you want, maybe some special features that you want. They'll do all of that for you. But stop in today and see what Kent has for you at special pricing as they wrap up 2012 at Amish Furniture for Generations. Of course, this has been a momentous year for them because they've opened their new location. They were in a temporary location, and they're now in their new location, which is on Boonville Road, just down from the Kroger. Black awning, white writing, says Amish Furniture for Generations. You'll know that that's it. And you go in and you really get to see a great furniture setting so that you can see what that furniture might look like in your home or your office. And remember, it's for grown-ups, it's for kids, and they also have accent items there, too. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. It is handcrafted furniture that is built to last for generations to come.
If you're planning on making a resolution to get in shape, then check out AeroFit. AeroFit Health and Fitness Centers have been voted best of the Brazos now for 10 years running. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you so much more than anyone else in town. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and even an indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this this ad and get two complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're told.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Look for a 90% chance of some rain today and tonight, as a matter of fact. And we will have that wind shift that'll come around southeast today after the front comes through out of the north, but only about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then on New Year's Day, a 30% chance of some showers, probably before noon, and a high of 53 with a north wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And then on Wednesday, we're looking at some sunshine and 48. Probably won't freeze until maybe Thursday night. We'll see. There'll be a slight chance of rain on Thursday, and then sunny skies at a high of 55 on Friday. Later on this hour, we'll have a look at the Dallas forecast in case you're going out for the game. Right now, the wind chill factor is 45. Winds are from the southeast at 7 miles an hour. We have overcast skies, and it's 48 degrees.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
During their first debate, Romney took it to Obama over energy policy. When it comes to green energy, Romney humorously called Obama out for picking nothing but losers. Companies Obama funded with taxpayer dollars. Some with ties to his campaign donors. Well, the Heritage Foundation put together the complete list of the losers. So far, 36 companies, all funded by the Obama regime, in bankruptcy already or are pending. The top three are each into taxpayers for over $1 billion. Bright Source, $1.6 billion. First Solar, $1.5 billion. Sun Power, $1.2 billion. And then come names like Solyndra, Fisker Automotive, Willard & Kelsey Solar Group, Spectra Watt, Green Volts. All of these got over half a billion from Obama. Now, I don't have the time to go through the entire list of the 36 losers, but you'll find the taxpayer bite at all price ranges, from the low millions to over a billion, the total $80 billion. Now, Obama's always harping about the money he needs to confiscate from the rich in order to pay teachers and firemen, who are really supposed to get paid from local budgets. But here's the secret. Obama did collect from the rich, and he redistributed it, making a lot of his friends in the green energy sector rich by backing their failed business models. Same people who enriched his own political coffers. The only ones who got screwed were taxpayers and the thousands of laid-off workers.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Listening to this radio program says a lot about who you are and what you believe. You're obviously very smart, very intelligent, and conservative values run through your veins. Well, your email address says a lot about you, too. Think about the companies that you're endorsing every time you send an email. Are you promoting Google by using Gmail, or maybe it's Yahoo or another free email provider? They love the free publicity, and as a thank you, they scan your messages and they profit from your information. Now, I, L. Rushbaugh, have a better idea. Get your name at Reagan.com as your private conservative email address. With every email you send, you'll be promoting real conservative values, and your emails will never be scanned. You have a choice here, folks. You can continue to use a free email address, have your messages scanned, and promote their business, or for only $40 a year, you can get your name at Reagan.com. And please use offer code RUSH. Get two free bonus months.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
Good morning. WTIW News Time is 7:31, and it is currently 48 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserle. Starting your Monday off with some positive news, former President George H.W. Bush is out of intensive care and in a regular room at a Houston hospital. Bush was hospitalized November 23rd for treatment of a bronchitis-related cough. He was moved to ICU last Sunday after he developed a fever. An early morning call to the Hearn police resulted in one man dead over the weekend. Hearn police officers responded to the Columbus Apartments on Riley Street early Sunday when shots were reported coming from a white car. When officers arrived at the complex, they engaged 28-year-old Tadrell Satchel, who died in the shooting. The incident is still under investigation by the Texas Rangers. The key sticking points remain the same as the so-named fiscal cliff, approaches. That would be taxing the wealthy and cutting the budget. The one thing that's different is the deadline is approaching. That's midnight tonight. Vice President Joe Biden, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and top administrative bargainer Rob Neighbors worked late last night in hopes of settling those differences. And the House and Senate are planning to meet today. It's New Year's Eve, and there will be a lot of celebrations tonight, but be aware, Bryan police will have additional street patrols to help keep everyone safe. Here's Kat McMullen with more.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says that includes a no-refusal policy for suspected drunk drivers.
If you are believed to have been drinking and driving and are intoxicated, and you refuse to give a specimen of your blood or breath, then officers will seek a search warrant to get that blood, so that we can ensure, better cases against those people who are drinking and driving.
McKeithen also reminds listeners to keep fireworks out of the city.
I love to shoot off fireworks. I love to see my kids' faces when, all those colors are up in the air. But city limits, it is prohibited. You are caught with fireworks. It doesn't matter if you are even using them. If you are in possession of those fireworks in the city limits, then you can receive a citation.
Grant money is paying for the additional enforcement. Meanwhile, even if your own get-together isn't out of hand, College Station's Officer Dennis Bain has tips for dealing with noisy neighborhood parties.
Call us. Don't go over and try to take care of yourself. Lots of times that escalates things because, remember, there's alcohol involved. It might not be the neighbor that you're speaking with. It might be one of the guests that showed up. So just call us. Just because we're going over, it doesn't mean they're going to get a ticket. We'll get things quieted down.
Bain says he understands that it's a holiday and people will be partying, but citizens need to respect the rights of others. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With New Year's falling on a Tuesday this year, Colin Killian advises that College Station's sanitation and brush collection services might differ from their regularly scheduled days.
We will be closed on New Year's Day. Sanitation, there will be no sanitation or recycling that day. Sanitation collection will be collected one day behind that scheduled day. And then that means that Tuesday and Wednesday recycling will be collected on Wednesday and all other days are normal.
For further details on all that, visit the city's website at cstx.gov. Drugs and guns were a part of what College Station police had to deal with over the weekend. A traffic stop near the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Luther Street early yesterday morning resulted in police finding more than a pound of marijuana in a car. The driver, 39-year-old Shelby Goodman of College Station, was arrested for the marijuana as well as his third DWI. And on Saturday night, three residents at a home on Poplar Street were shot at by five men who tried to call those residents into the street. No one was hurt, but the house was damaged from the gunfire, and the five men, armed with a gun and a baseball bat, fled the scene. At WTAW.com, you can find more details, including a description of that getaway car. Bryan police were busy working with some upset residents after reports came in of several cars with smashed windows. Kelly McKeithen says the crimes took place north of Highway 21 in the Woodville area.
Most of them were on different streets. Mostly there were vehicles that had their windows broken on the vehicles, but yet nothing was taken. So it was more of a criminal mischief type act. There were two vehicles that we know of that were in very close proximity to each other that had paint placed on the vehicle. And then we had one residence that received some criminal mischief to the actual house.
As the investigation continues, McKeithen encourages anyone who might have seen or heard something suspicious to contact the Bryan police. A collision between a train and a truck that took place Friday afternoon on Spur 231 near Old Hearn Road resulted in the death of a Bryan man. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says investigators are still trying to determine why 44-year-old Reginald Thomas's pickup was on the tracks.
It's a possibility the truck just driving onto the tracks, it might have been actually trying to back up off the tracks. The trooper's thinking there was a situation with gasoline, and maybe the truck was stalled out and was trying to go in reverse and back off the track. So that part is still being investigated.
Morgan says from what they know, the train was sounding its horn as it approached the intersection. He says this particular crossing has a yield sign, but no guard arms. WTAW News Time is 7:37 and it's 48 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news in about 30 minutes or online 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Weserl, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Some beneficial rain headed our way. A cold front will be dropping down from the north and west. That'll have tendency to bring cooler temperatures our way. Also help trigger some showers. There's the potential for some showers as today goes on. High 60 to 65. Showers tonight, maybe even a thunderstorm. Lows tonight, 50 to 55. Showers in tomorrow, some clearing possible 60. Clear to partly cloudy, 40 tomorrow night. Partly sunny near 50 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Evaluating everything, so we're just going to see how it plays out after this.
Not so much really evaluating anymore. We'll share that with you about Fighting Texas Aggie football coming up here in about 12 minutes. Also catch you up on the NFL playoff action and the NBA to boot, all here in just a bit.
NBA to boot. They're going to reboot the NBA? Oh, no.
They might as well.
That's right. Here's the weather for the Dallas area, okay, if you're going to be up there. Let's see, today, rain today, 100% chance. See, once again, if it's 100% chance, it's not a chance. It's going to rain. Okay. All right. Be foggy there tonight. You're going to get there tomorrow, 45 will be the high. Going to freeze tomorrow night at 29 degrees.
Yippee!
About 41 for a high temperature on Wednesday. Going to freeze on Wednesday night at 31. on Thursday, 46 with some sunshine. And then Thursday night's going to freeze at 29. Friday, the high temperature's 50. You don't care what the temperature's going to be if you're at the game because it's inside, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I guess it'll be okay. As long as they don't leave that door open there on the end, you know what I'm saying? Because then that pass-through ventilation would make it pretty chilly in there. But I'm guessing they'll close the top and all that. So right at freezing and a high temperature really not much above 45 or so for the balance
take
of the week.
Take a jacket.
Yeah, take a light wrap, as Tom would say, to enjoy that. Okay, I think it's safe to say that there are some pretty serious problems in the world as we begin 2013. Not that that's vastly different than when we started 2012 or any other. I mean, there are a lot of people don't know where their next meal's coming from, some who fear for their physical safety. I mean, there are a lot of really not good situations out there. So does it make you feel good to know that now there's something called busy life syndrome?
Busy life syndrome?
Busy life syndrome.
We are all suffering from that.
It's just,
Come on. It's
so horrible. This is what we have to worry about. I mean, consider, you can't remember your PIN number. Or what was the name of that film that you really, really, really enjoyed? Again, there are people who don't know where their next meal is coming from, and we walk into the kitchen and go, why did I come in here? And somehow we think this is important.
Listen, Bill Cosby said, sit down, because that's where your brain is.
That's exactly right. Anyhow, we all have our little moments of forgetfulness, but now to make us feel better, Scottish researchers have invented a new, well, they've got a name for it now. It's busy life syndrome, BLS. I'm thinking take the LL.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was going with.
According to the doctors, we are bombarded by our hectic lives with information overload from our phones, from our wireless devices that might be different, our TV, our radio, the internet. As a result of clinical trials, this is sad. Drug companies are creating a lucrative new business in memory pills. Memory pills. They clearly believe there is a market for people who are worried about their brains. What if you forget to take the pill? Think about that. Look, in fact, forgetting things is normal. Scientific studies show how perfectly healthy people can suffer up to 30 mental lapses on that. Why did I come in this room? Why did I walk out to the car? I mean, it happens every week. Incredibly, in this frenetic world that we have of everything that has to be communicated instantly, that has to be taken care of right now, the more things we do, the more things we see, obviously, the more things we will forget. Again, our brain is there to process. It's not there to store. You're supposed to write it down somewhere or put it in your device someplace. I mean, you're not supposed to remember that kind of stuff. But now, again, apparently they are going to put together memory pills so you can take those. Now, your normal memory problems include, for instance, why you went upstairs or why you walked into another room, taking minutes to remember where you parked your car, forgetting to call a friend back while working from your home with your children or animals misbehaving, putting things down and being unable to remember where you put them soon after that.
This is all exactly the same as my life.
Exactly. This is what people live. And there are folks who are getting frenetic about this, forgetting the name of somebody that you've just met, briefly forgetting a word for something, the thingamajig deal, okay? So just relax. You don't have to get a pill for it. But in case you want to tell somebody, you're suffering from BLS, that would be busy life syndrome. There you go. Now you've got a name for it. What was that yuppie disease? You remember, you guys maybe, Kevin, you may remember this. The chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Chronic fatigue syndrome.
I remember that.
Oh, what's the problem? Oh, I'm suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome. Oh, you poor baby. Well, okay. Take a pill for it. Homestead, Florida, visitors to parts of the Everglades National Park getting tarps and bungee cords to help make their vehicles less detectable to vultures. Think about that. Migrating vultures have developed a habit of ripping off windshield wipers and sunroof seals and other rubber and vinyl vehicle parts. Visitors in the park's Homestead and Flamingo entrances are loaned anti-vulture kits. See, that's not good. I mean, that's what they're calling it, is anti-vulture kits. Hello?
Hey, you said chronic fatigue syndrome. You know what they used to call that?
Tell me.
Lazy.
Yeah. I can't get up today. I'm just too tired. Anyway, these migrating vultures come in. They give you the anti-vulture kit to protect your vehicle. A guy named Skip Snow, who's a biologist there at the wildlife park, tells a media outlet that vultures are migrating as normal. It's just not clear why the birds are picking at parked cars and trucks. Park employees have tried to scare away vultures, but nothing seems to work. Well, we had a vulture problem here.
I was going to say, maybe have they called those guys that work the grocery store parking lots?
Oh, yeah, come by and do the little boom gun thing. Yeah. that's always nice to hear, too.
Scared
that's
the heck out of me on a run out the other day.
Yeah.
I hit the ground.
I understand. It's well, I hadn't heard it in a while there, but they've certainly done that before. That's for sure. Okay, nearly 200 Utah teachers attended a free firearms training session last week on how to properly handle a gun. The Utah Shooting Sports Council organized the event in the wake of the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, earlier this month. The council said it usually attracts about 16 teachers. This year, 200. Had to cap it at 200.
Wow.
Utah is one of the few states that allows people to carry concealed weapons on school property. One teacher said, "I feel like I would take a bullet for any student in this school," but added, "if we should ever face a shooter like the one in Connecticut, I'm fully prepared to respond with my firearm." So there you are. And while we're talking about that, Gallup's latest poll on gun control that was out last week shows a major change from a year ago, no doubt because the shooting's top of mind awareness. The percentage opposed to passing new laws and enforcing existing laws went from 60% down to 46%.
Oh, boy.
But again, it really depends on the part of the country you live in. Mm-hmm. It really does. And we told you about the newspaper last week, and apparently that published the addresses of known gun owners. Yeah, in New York and three counties. And apparently that editor went on national television and fully justified it. Fully justified that this is something that we should do because our citizens need to have that information. See how that works. Hey, if you're going to go to work today and you need something to do to look at the computer instead of your work, I'm sorry. It's always good if we can find you something that you can just kind of distract yourself with. Apparently a Russian Red Wings, that's the name of the airline, a Tu-204 plane, overshot the runway in Moscow and ended up on the on-ramp of a highway right next to the airport. And apparently the whole thing is caught on video. So what I would say is go in there and go to YouTube and check out Russian Red Wings today sometime, and you'll be able to see that. And then, see, that's something cool enough. You can go to the boss and say, "Hey, look what I found while I was..." Oh, not doing my job. Yeah.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200799.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
When the ball drops tonight and you've counted down to the new year, how do you plan to celebrate? Maybe like many people, you'll break into a rendition of the song Auld Lang Syne. It's a perfect tune to ring in the new year, if you know what the words mean. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Auld Lang Syne is usually sung out of tradition, much like Happy Birthday, but few understand its meaning. After all, what is meant by should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? Those words actually call us to meaningful relationship in the new year. The Scottish words "auld lang syne" literally mean days of old. So translating the song, it actually is asking, should old acquaintances be forgotten from days of long ago? In other words, the song offers a challenge for us not to forget the important relationships that define our lives as we move into the new year. What a wonderful reminder. New Year's resolutions usually involve diet plans or professional goals. But do we ever consider how we can deepen our current relationships or reconnect where there's been strain in the past? That's the kind of resolution that could make this coming year the best one yet. So when the clock strikes midnight, sing those words from your heart and let them move you closer toward the important people in your life. For ideas to help your family thrive in the new year, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:52. Aggie football's in Dallas gearing up for the Cotton Bowl on January the 4th. Yesterday was media day, and Coach Sumlin, after being asked if at some point during the season he ever got a chance to step back and just say, wow, this all just happened.
No, I think as a coach, particularly the way our season evolved with so many things happening, number one, the first game being postponed, really eliminating our bye week and going 12 straight weeks, it was handle that game Saturday, deal with it, win or lose, and then move on to the next game. And it probably wasn't until, I don't know, even when we're in New York sometime, flying around at these award shows, then I think that's when it kind of hits you that, hey, we've accomplished a lot as a team and a lot of individuals. So, but when you're inside it, when you're involved in it week to week, it becomes very, very routine, if you will. And I think that says a lot about our team.
Now, there's quite a bit of hype swirling around the game, being an old Big 12 matchup between the Oklahoma Sooners and A&M. So Johnny Football, of course, couldn't be left out. He was asked what it was like to play in a bowl, his first bowl game in Texas.
Love being in Texas. Anytime I get to stay in Texas, I'm one of the happiest people alive. So to be in one of the nicest stadiums in the country and to play OU, a traditional powerhouse like that, it's great. Get to be back in Texas is not much better.
And DeMontre Moore was asked along with several other the juniors if they would be returning for next season.
I love being down here. The coaching staff, just the environment, just talking to my family and the coaching staff, and you know, just evaluating everything. And so we're just going to see how it plays out after this.
Are you leaning one way or another?
No. I'm not. We're still talking about it, so trying to figure this out.
Come to find out, after media day, he made up his mind, and it was posted on AggieAthletics.com this morning. Texas A&M All-American defensive end DeMontre Moore from Dallas, Texas, has decided to forego his senior season at A&M and declare for the 2013 NFL Draft. Moore, a junior from Rowlett, earned first-team All-American honors all the way across the board, and Coach Sumlin said, quote, "I couldn't be happier for DeMontre as he pursues his professional dreams in the NFL. Someone said he's been a great representative of Texas A&M University as a student and football player, and I know he will continue to be an ambassador for the university in everything that he does in the future." Moving now to the NFL, the Washington Redskins won the NFC East title last night after beating the Dallas Cowboys 28-18. Rookie running back Alfred Morris rushed for 200 yards and three touchdowns for the Skins. Tony Romo threw three interceptions as the Cowboys missed the playoffs for the third straight year. Here's Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett on his team and Romo not getting it done.
He's played really well in a lot of big games in his career. And, you know, there have been a couple of these games towards the end of the year that are critical games. And we haven't gotten it done as a football team. And Tony's certainly a part of that, but everybody's a part of that.
Texans were playing for a bye and playoff all the way, or home playoff all the way through the playoffs. Instead, Andrew Luck threw two touchdown passes yesterday as the Indianapolis Colts toppled the Houston Texans 28-16. And Coach Chuck Pagano's return. Pagano returned to the sidelines after a tough fight against leukemia, and some of the cheerleaders, even for the Colts, supported the head coach by shaving their head. And that is stark when they show it on the sideline. It does make you double take. Here's the Colts quarterback, Andrew Luck, on playing for the coach.
He's played really well in a lot of
guys really did not want to lose, you know, in his first game back and, you know, right before the playoffs starting. And
so the slumping Texans have lost three of their last four games, but for the second consecutive year, the Texans will host the Cincinnati Bengals in the wild card round of the playoffs at Reliant Stadium. The game is scheduled to kick off Saturday at 3:30. Also making the playoffs in the NFL, Washington, Green Bay, Minnesota, Atlanta, San Francisco, Seattle, New England, Baltimore, Cincy, Houston, Indy, and Denver. Turning now to the NBA, Tony Parker scored 21 points last night as the San Antonio Spurs defeated the Dallas Mavericks 111-86. Manu Ginobili added 20 points and Tim Duncan had 18 and 10 rebounds for the Spurs. And the Rockets' first-round pick, Royce White, has refused his assignment to Houston's D-League affiliate. White has spent most of the season inactive while he and the team try to figure out how to handle his flying anxiety disorder. White was assigned to the Rio Grande Valley Vipers on Saturday. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance, and I have some exciting news. Effective December 5th, W.E. Gibson Insurance has moved from the Kroger Center. We are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deacon, or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Come see us.
Hey, good morning, Brazos Valley. Weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line.